Hallo. Hallo. Hallo.
Essayez encore. Vous avez aucune entrée? Ah ja, oké. Mag ik zien waar dat hem aangekomen is? Oeh, hij is op bloknot, dat is wel een behoorlijk horror. En waar staat hem? Oh, mooi.
Dan met document.
Oké. Oké, hij is in TXT. En heb jij Word? Nee.
Ja?
Ja. Normaal zien we Word dat al wat beter maken. Dat is raar. Ah ja, oké, ik heb een idee. We gaan daar eens. Ah, voilà. Ça va, hein.
En fait, là, j'ai déjà un truc qui est quasiment fait, donc c'est assez.
Even,
ja, zo.
Ja, ja, ik doe mijn best. Ja, een beetje praten. Zo, gaat dat goed? Ja.
Ik heb wel geen.
Nee, heb ik niet.
Ik had hem te pas.
Oké. En dit is voor Yvonne.
Door uw neus praten. Voilà.
Ja, het is moeilijk. We're good. Ik zit zo onwijs onder die tafel nu. Maar goed, ja, oké. Okay. Nee, ik zit zo achter de tafel. Ja. Oké. Okay. Goed. Wauw, ja. Yeah. Looks a bit awkward, but eerste rij. Bienvenue, welkom, goedemorgen, bon matin, good morning. Lenny, it's a bit hard to speak. Can the technical room maybe? Ik zal het nog een keer vragen voor. Ja, goed. Ik krijg signalen. Iets harder spreken. Ah, nog meer. Wow. Dat voelt wel heel raar in klein gezelschap. I will speak in English, but there's translation about this a bit more later. So, as I said, good morning. Welcome to the first day of the conference of By Data We Mean. I see we start a bit, amongst us. But over the course of the day, I think more people might make it through the rain. In preparing this introduction, I realized that my list of announcements was so long that I actually didn't have time for an introduction. So I decided to go with that and will give you the instructions for use of these 2 days. The first thing we need to talk about, as I'm speaking English, and not all of you are English speakers, we have simultaneous translation, which is not only a service, but it's also a pleasure. And the team of Monique is again helping us out with translating what will no doubt be very difficult to do at times, because we will switch not only language between English, French and Dutch tomorrow, we will also switch vocabulary from, let's say, programming terms to social sociology, from philosophy to theater, from design to art, from all these different languages we need to somehow translate between us. So don't be shy and make use of this beautiful service. There is headphones in the back. Maybe you don't use them, or you just want to try. I think it's a nice idea. Get one. Ha ha ha. You can pick up a word in another language once in a while. Ça va? Okay. The second kind of translation, of human translation, we provide here is provided by Alice and Tatiana, who have been helping us over the course of the week to introduce visitors to this kind of strange exposé, strange, well, I dare not call it exhibition, of reference rooms with objects, documents, images that helped us think about the themes that we will be discussing today and tomorrow. So between breaks, there's enough time to go visit them, and you can ask Tatiana and Alice. They will be wearing white aprons marked human interface. These people will help you around and explain what is going on. Furthermore, there's the copy shop. If you need to make a print or a photocopy, you're welcome to do so. While people are speaking, we ask you not to go through this door, but to use the door and walk through the hallway. That's also your way to the toilet and the coffee in the kitchen. For internet, you're welcome to use any machine that's here in the space. We just kindly request you to click on home after you're finished, so you're logged out, and also we're back to the work that was originally displayed. The last thing on my list on the instructions for use in this part is about electricity. This is an old building. It was built in the end of the 50s. It's been empty for almost a year, and part of it has been ripped out, as you can see. So while preparing this conference, we found out that we needed to do something we didn't expect to do, which was collaborative electricity. So we've had the collaboration of many organizations that are working in the same building, and the cables you see going are literally the current coming from other people in this building. So they have lent us part of their power to be able to run this festival. It means we're on a short budget in that sense, and so if you want to load any of your appliances, actually here is the only station to do that. So also in this space we will share electricity, because if we will go over, simply the system will blow and we will have nothing left. If you want to imagine how much we're talking about, a desktop computer takes about 3.5 ampere, a screen 1 or 2. So if you add that all together, you can see that we have only two plugs, why we only have two plugs left. So where are we? What is this building? This used to be the central laboratory for the Ministry of Economy, and that laboratory was actually started under the Germans, who saw that with difficult distribution, the black market would actually produce products that were hard to, let's say, that were sometimes unhealthy, sometimes badly made, and sometimes completely illegal. So the history of this building is actually in the German occupation in Brussels. That was so they built this library, laboratory, and apparently until the end of the 70s, you could still find glasswork in this building marked with the cross. The swastika. Later, the laboratory became involved in testing sugar wares, rubber, petrol that came from the colonies, and only later it became more involved in testing handelswaar, things that could be sold. And that's when the laboratory was housed here from the years 58. Over time, it became more and more, let's say, unwanted to have a laboratory that would deal with dangerous substances. If you go around the building, you can still find. that's me. You can still find doors with. Marked with radioactive materials here or danger, do not smoke. And indeed, you cannot smoke in this building. So in 2008, it was decided that this laboratory should be partially closed and partially moved to other services. And so it has been empty for a while until the brilliant plan came to make it into apartments like you see on the other side of the street. So the fact that we're here is from the Germans to the colonies to gentrification is not an easy history. Most of you, I think it's a known story, but Verbindingen Jonction is a festival that happens most of the times once in 2 years and is organized by Constant, a non-profit association based and active in Brussels since 1997. And we work around the fields of feminism, copyright alternatives, and working through networks. There's 5 core members and a group of 18 members around we're working with throughout the year. And for this festival, we've been joined by Pierre and Clémentine, who have been the ones that are the ones that now are working in the kitchen or bringing in the guests, and they have been really helpful in making this happen. Sometimes when we describe Constant, we say Constant operates by association, and I think that's a good way of understanding what this festival is about. It's called Verbindingen Jonction for a very clear reason, because we're working throughout the years on very different projects with very different experts and people with different interests. But once in a while, we feel the urge to bring all that disparate thinking together. And this is why Verbindingen Jonction is there. As I introduced when I was talking about translation, it means that we bring together people from various fields, various professional fields, but also various interests or ways of speaking or being interested in technology or anything that comes near to that. This particular festival is called By Data We Mean. By Data We Mean was actually the kind of title you find. You don't choose, you find, or that finds you. At some point, Nicolas and me were doing some exercises in combining texts, and we were just trying out a Python library. And we decided to combine a text from Jane Austen with user license or end user license of Facebook, just to see what it would give. And there it was suddenly, By Data We Mean. In that context, it suddenly got a completely different meaning, because Emma Woodhouse, the protagonist of this story by Jane Austen, actually is speaking about marriage contract rather than social networking, or is she? And so this kind of conflation between story and license, between prerequisites and social pressure, between rules and regulations, was actually interesting for us. And so this is how By Data We Mean became the title of this festival. We liked this title because it's both... it can both be written with an exclamation mark, with a question mark, and with a semicolon. It comes from the list of definitions at the end of the Facebook license, or any license actually, that regulates social networking software, or most of software, where you need to explain or to define what you mean when you talk about data. And that's a lot harder than you think. Because it's everywhere, we use it, we are surrounded by it, we produce it, we deal with it, we negotiate with it, we sell it, we buy it, but still it's very hard to understand what that strange species actually is. So that's what we will do in the coming 2 days, and that's what we've been doing actually by making this space around here. These themes are not new to us. Anyone that has participated in, maybe you want to do in traduction. I will have to repeat this introduction a few times, I think. These themes have been brewing in Constant for a long. I need to speak louder, louder. Yeah, and I can't laugh. For a long time, I think most they've never been away, but I think most particularly in the festival Verbindingen Junction 9 that had the title The Language of Sharing, and more particularly last festival VJ10 that's called Tracks in Electronic Fields. This book we made as a result of that festival is special because we launched it as part of this festival. It took us 2 years to make, 2 years to edit, to translate, to lay out, to produce, because it's made with very unusual tools. But finally, it's here, and I couldn't be happier than to hold it here and to invite you to buy it for only 10 euros, that we thought was a good price for VJ10, because it's 332 pages of different texts. Yeah, it's value for money. With images, text from people that we have been working with since 2007, and some of them are also here. Christophe, for example, has come back, and I'm very happy he did, because that's one of the places where we started thinking about the festival as it is right now. So this one is unfortunately completely, well, I can't say sold out, but we given all of it away, so there's one to be consulted in the library out there. And then there's VJ7, the first book we actually made. It's designed by Harrison over there. And there we have quite some books left, so you're invited to take a copy if you would like to, so you can have a full collection. Voilà. I'm getting there. So today's table of contents, we'll start with half an hour a delay, but I think we can buffer it because there's lots of space around the talks, and that's made on purpose, not to lose you along the day, but to give you enough chance to look around in the reference rooms, but also to meet each other, to discuss, to ask questions, both in plenary sessions or informally in the kitchen. We'll start in a bit with Ivan Monroy Lopez, who will do an annual report. It will be followed by Christophe Lazaro, who will speak about the development in the Debian community, but more particularly about how their relation with documents or with written text actually influences the way the community works and reflects upon itself. Then there's lunch break. We'll go on with Dominic Roodhoofd, a theatre maker who's been working in settings that are somehow between a laboratory and a TV kitchen setting. So I think that's very... let's say that's a useful strategy probably with in if we think about the space we are in now. Then we'll have two virtual guests, one from Australia, living in Amsterdam, but right now in Berlin, Adam Hyde. And then later, hopefully, if it works out, because we have had some problems with Thanksgiving happening right now in the United States, so there's no one, let's say, Kiralee Robert, someone we have seen speak on the latest OSCON conference, and she was the first one to actually bring up the disparate numbers of women involved in free software in such a major conference, and that was a very important event, and I think she's really well, it was interesting to hear why she could do it in such a forceful way, and Nicola will talk to her later. And then we will end with a duo, Andrew Goffey and Matthew Fowler, both philosophers, but both writing and thinking about technology a lot. So they will together speak about evil media. Then there will be, of course, a beautiful dinner. And in the evening at 9, we can go to La Bellone, where there will be the last performance of Kaleidoscope, a project that has been running actually since 2007, is somehow also born in VJ10, in the last version of this festival, where Simon Yule came to speak about notation and performance. So that's for later tonight. I have two more. There's the index. No, three, actually. The index is meaning the archiving of this event. If you can see the video cameras and sound recording happening. I'm wearing this microphone so that the translators can hopefully hear me. Yes, she can still hear me, but also so that we can record events. We will then put them on Active Archives. That's a project we're developing right now as a way to share the material we're producing in a way that allows for a bit more intensive use than most other commercial platforms allow you. So that's being developed right now by Michael Myrtle. Pictures will be available under a free license in the image gallery, and the text that will be produced as a result of this conference. So some of the speakers will write texts following these events, will be published in Constant Verlag. So there's many ways this can still radiate out. We come to the miscellaneous section. So that means we're almost there. As you might have noticed in the program booklet, we've been supported by two unusual suspects, that is Leger des Heils, Armée du Salut, and Oxfam. And so this is why I need to talk about them. They have gracefully lent us computers and furniture, but on the sole condition that we would try to sell them to you. So these computers are second-hand. They've been thoroughly tested. They have a crisp Debian install. They can be picked up straight after the conference. They have a price between, let's say, depends a bit, but like 90 euros you have, and I think like 110 euros you have a full set. And I can tell you they have been tested. The last thing in miscellaneous section is the dinner tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be, for the ones that will participate tomorrow as well, the dinner will be part of the program. It will be cooked by Veldküche, a group of artist cooks who have taken the theme of this conference to heart and will be cooking a grey literature dinner. It's a three-course meal. It costs 9 euro. There's only limited places, so please inscribe on the list that's hanging on the corner of the kitchen. Yeah? So, before I go into disclaimer, I just wanted to quickly tell you that in the course of in the last few days, there have been several workshops here. There's been a workshop around grey literature radio, that the results of that can be listened to in the audio room just around the corner there. There has been a Dingbat Liberation Fest that was trying to look at that chart you see hanging over there and trying to think about how you can get your fingers into that. So participants have produced new proposals for the Unicode Dingbat space. So the results are partially visible in this space. There's been a human calculation machine or a human adding machine. We've tried to enact with 20 people. We actually successfully managed to do 8-bit computing. which was quite an event. So participants literally enacted the computer with a latch compute, and the video documentation of that workshop you can see in the hallway there. And then we've done an exercise in explorative statistics that was yesterday, starting from the project Gender ArtNet that is developed by Nicolas Malavet and Ludivine, sitting there, and with guests like Anne-Laure Buisson, we have talked about or looked at ways of exploring visualizations, exploring statistics that are not just about, let's say, a linear process from data to image, but really about the sort of move in and out. And then the last workshop that took place was eTraces or Yugol, a game that is in under that is one of the projects that is developed through Constant. And again, Nicolas is participating in that together with Michel Kleinpool. The game can be played on a station right there. Well, actually, any station, but it's kind of has its place there. And participants discussed tried out the game, responded to it, came with suggestions, and well, so in that way, there will be probably a next version in the near future. So last, oh, we have two indexes. We have the disclaimer, which is that you are, as I said, free to use the internet, but under one condition: all your traffic will be scanned, will be analyzed, and will be spit out on these two screens. So any connection you make, any image you download, will be visible. So free to use, but under a condition. Questions? And the phone rings. Then I think it's the moment to introduce Yvonne, or invite Yvonne to the table. I need to pass my microphone on, I think, to you. Or you use your own.